My name is Rob Howard. I'm the director of construction for Habitat for Humanity of Catawba Valley in Hickory, North Carolina. Overall, I've been with Habitat for Humanity for about 15 years. I've only been in this position for 1 year with my local affiliate.
If you wouldn't mind, could you start out by just telling us a little bit about net zero energy? What is a net zero energy ready home?
Sure. The Department of Energy created this program just in the last few years called the Zero Energy Ready Home, and it essentially builds on the Energy Star and Indoor Air Plus programs that were created by EPA. The idea is that a zero energy ready home has such a low electric load that a very small solar photovoltaic system could make it a net zero energy home, which means that it would produce as much energy as it consumes over the course of a calendar year.
So this is a reincarnation of other self-sustainable energy homes. Would I be correct in assuming that?
I think it would be fair to say that Department of Energy is building on the success of the Energy Star for Homes program and trying to take it to the next level of performance.
Can you tell us a little bit about the completion of two projects in Catawba County? Can you tell us a little bit about the completion of those net zero energy ready homes?
These were the first two homes that were built in our new Northstone development in Northeast Hickory. And we have been building energy efficient homes for about 15 years now through a program called System Vision, which is run by Advanced Energy in Raleigh. That program includes a 2-year comfort and energy use guarantee for our homes. And we were essentially interested in seeing what more could we do cost effectively to make these homes even more energy efficient, as well as we're also concerned about indoor air quality and just the overall durability of the homes. So we came across this program from the Department of Energy and decided to pursue that for these 18 homes that are going to be in the North Center development.
This project was the first to be completed in the state. Is that correct?
That's our understanding from the Department of Energy. We did not know that, you know, when we sought to build to this standard, but once we completed the first two houses and got them certified as zero energy ready homes, we heard from the Department of Energy that these were the first two in North Carolina.
Could you describe the homes? Is it enough for a small family, or is it like an apartment complex? What kind of home
is this? Oh, sure. So they're single family homes. Habitat for Humanity homes are generally somewhere in the 1,200 square foot range for a 3-bedroom home, and these are right in that range.
And that type of home fits the needs for the type of residents that are coming into the county?
Yes. So Habitat for Humanity serves low-income families in our service area. We're in Catawba County, North Carolina, and our income guidelines state that our homeowners must be between 30 and 80% of the area median income.
So when did the construction for these projects begin?
We started construction on these two homes back in the fall of 2015 and just completed them in February.
Is there any difference in the construction process between these net zero energy ready homes and a typical non-green energy home?
Yes, absolutely. Of course, Habitat for Humanity homes, a lot of our labor is provided by volunteers, things like framing that, you know, don't require a license to complete. So things like heating and air and electrical and plumbing, we still have to use subcontractors for those things, folks who are licensed in the state to do that. But yes, the Zero Energy Ready Home program requires higher levels of things like insulation, higher efficiency HVAC equipment. It requires us to do whole house mechanical ventilation strategy to make sure that we have healthy indoor air quality for our homeowners to breathe. Requires higher levels of water management so that we make sure our homes are extremely durable and will last the test of time.
And is there a huge cost difference to Habitat for Humanity between this and a normal home? Is it more expensive to build a net zero energy ready home?
Of course. Yeah, there's certainly going to be a premium as far as your upfront costs are concerned. I would say somewhere in the 5% range, you know, in addition to what we're used to spending for our home. So not astronomical, but yeah, there's going to be, for all those things I mentioned, additional levels of insulation, higher efficiency HVAC equipment. There's certainly a premium for that, but we feel like it's worth the additional investment because we want these homes to be not only affordable to purchase, but affordable to own and operate over time.
So in the end, there is a return on investment through savings of energy.
Absolutely. These homes have an average utility bill of around $60 to $70 a month.
In recent years, we've heard a lot, especially in Western North Carolina, about LEED certified homes. What is the difference between a LEED certified home and a net zero energy ready home?
LEED is a program that's run by the U.S. Green Building Council, which is, I would describe as a more holistic green building program. So it's looking not only at the energy efficiency of the home, but things like material choices and the way you develop the site. A lot of different components that go into a program like that. The Zero Energy Ready Home is a little more focused on energy use. And again, we certainly pay attention to things like durability and healthy indoor air quality, but not quite as holistic as a program like LEED.
Okay. And what does this type of certification mean exactly?
Ultimately, this is about building a better home for our partner families. So how can we provide the best housing possible and still keep it cost effective, both for the affiliate and for the families long term?
Does this raise property values for the area, for the land that these homes are built on, or the adjacent properties?
We hope that it will. We haven't really seen that reflected in appraisals in our area thus far, but appraisers now have an energy efficiency green features addendum that can go along with an appraisal so that at least they have a tool that they can begin to recognize some of the energy efficiency features of a home and try to give credit for those in the appraisal process.
So are there more to come for either Catawba County or for North Carolina that you're aware of?
We've made a commitment as part of becoming a partner with the Department of Energy's Zero Energy Ready Home program that we intend to build 100% of our homes to this standard. And we certainly hope to be a model for other Habitat affiliates to follow. The Northstone development is a bit of an experiment for our affiliate in that we're building out of 18 lots. We're planning to do half of them as traditional Habitat for Humanity offerings, and then the other half are actually going to be sold on the open market as a way to raise money to build more Habitat homes. So half of these will be only eligible for purchase by our approved homeowner families in our program, but the other half will actually be available on the open market. We're trying to build an extremely low-load home with such a low electric demand that it could be easily offset by adding a small solar array in the future. Unfortunately, even though the cost of solar has come down dramatically over the last few years, it's still not quite affordable enough for Habitat for Humanity to include that on every home. So we hope that there will be programs in the near future that will allow our homeowners to add a small PV system, which would then enable them to effectively have a net zero energy bill by the end of the year.
So the homes are constructed to upgrade?
Yes, exactly. These are what I would describe as beyond code homes. So we are probably somewhere on the order of 40 to 50% more efficient than a typical code-built home.
What does this mean for the future of the state's construction industry? Do you think that this is the way of the future?
Absolutely. I think we're basically just getting a glimpse, 5 to 10 years down the road of what is going to be expected in new construction. These things are constantly evolving. Our energy code is always improving. We used to change over every 3 years. We're now on a 6-year code cycle, but in 2018, we're hoping to have a much more aggressive energy code that requires all homes to be built to a more efficient standard. They still won't be quite up to zero energy ready home standards, but yes, everything is slowly moving in that direction.
What is the ballpark figure that someone can expect to pay for a home like this in Catawba County?
A Habitat for Humanity zero energy ready home is going to be somewhere in the $80,000 to $100,000 range. A market rate version of the same home would probably be closer to $150,000 to $200,000.
And there must be a high demand for a Habitat for Humanity home, I guess. Is there a high need for affordable housing in Catawba County?
Absolutely. We have a lot of folks who are still struggling as a result of the recession, and a lot of our higher paying manufacturing jobs have left Catawba County, and a lot of those folks have now found work in more service industry related jobs that simply don't pay as well. So there's a tremendous need for affordable housing in Catawba County.
Well, the work that you folks at Habitat are doing is certainly filling that need. So we thank you for that, and we thank you for your time, Rob.
Okay, Devin, thank you so much for your time.